Six Sigma methods, and Six Sigma has following two key methodologies. One is DMAIC, DMAIC, refers to a data-driven quality strategy for improving processes. This methodology is used to improve an existing business process. I have an existing business process. I don't define a new process. The process is there. I have to improve the process. That I do by DMAIC. But by improving the process, suppose I find that customer is not getting satisfied, then I have to design a different process. And for that, I have DMADV, which also I call it as Design for Six Sigma, or DFSS, refers to a data-driven quality strategy for designing new product, designing new process. That is DMADV. This methodology is used to create new product designs, new process designs in such a way that it results in a total customer satisfaction, more predictable, mature and defect-free performance of the process. And in addition to DMAIC, that is DMAIC, we have this DMADV, Design for Six Sigma. Whenever we make process improvement, but it is not good enough for the customer satisfaction, then maybe we have to design a new process. We have to design a new product so that it satisfies the customer totally, or it reduces the defects to less than 3.4 defects per million opportunities. Maybe we have to design a new process. Maybe we have to design a new product. That is DMADV. I will explain this in detail. Before that, I will explain this chart. DMAIC says define, measure, analyze, improve and control. Improve the process. And in DMADV, I say define, measure, analyze, and then another D is for design. Design and verify the design, validate the design so that it gives you the proper result as far as the customer satisfaction is concerned. So, DMADV is also called as Design for Six Sigma. DFSS. Now, I will explain this diagram, statistical view of Six Sigma. Whenever we manufacture in a normal process, when we manufacture thousands of parts and measure there, for example, a diameter is being turned or a diameter, external diameter is being ground. I measure the diameter and just put it in this diagram. Whenever I produce thousands of such parts and when I measure their diameters or measure their characteristics, I normally get such a bell type of a distribution. That means maximum parts are in the middle of the tolerance, that is zero. Some parts are at plus 1 sigma, some parts are at plus 2 sigma, some parts are at 3 plus 3 sigma. Sigma means standard deviation here. Some parts are less also. For example, at minus 1 sigma, minus 2 sigma, minus 3 sigma. The total spread of the process is plus 3 sigma, minus 3 sigma, or plus 3s, minus 3s, total 6s, total 6 sigma. But our tolerance, upper specification limit minus lower specification limit, is tighter than that. For example, our tolerance is between minus 1 sigma and plus 1 sigma, standard deviation. Then we get only 68.3%, about 2/3 parts okay. Remaining are defectives. When our specification is between minus 2s and plus 2s, that means here and here, we get so many parts defective. After 2, we get so many parts defective before 2, before minus 2. Then, if we have between minus 3 and plus 3, that means specification limits are between minus 3 sigma and plus 3 sigma, we get 99.7% part okay. But still not zero defects. For getting zero defects, we have to still squeeze the standard deviation. We have to improve the process consistency so much so that the standard deviation is squeezed in such a way that the specification limits are at 12 sigma levels. If the spread is 6 sigma, the specification limits are plus minus 6 sigma, that means totally 12 sigma. Then that becomes a process which we call it as 6 sigma process. Now, I will explain to you DMAIC. D is define phase. Define phase. D is define phase. What is define? Define the problem. Define the project goals that need to be addressed. There are 5 high level steps in the application of 6 sigma to improve the quality of output. The first is define. First of all, define what customer wants. Define whatever is his complaint. Define where we are making a mistake. Define the problem. Create a problem statement. Create the project goals. Define what we want to do. During define phase, following major tasks are undertaken. First, project team is formed. Team is a group of people who are devoted to the cause, who will be working only for that Six Sigma project. Black belt is working full time for the project. Others are working part time for the project. That is the way we have to form the team. Perform 2 activities. Determine who needs to be on the team, what roles each person will perform. Who will do the role of a champion? Who will do the role of a master black belt? Who will be the green belts? Who will be the yellow belts? Who will be the green belts? Define their role, what they will do. Train them accordingly. Then document customers' core business processes. Customers' core business processes. Document them. Every project has customers. Every customer has one or multiple needs. That is the CTQ, customer important quality project, critical to customer, CTQ. Every customer has one or more needs for his supplier. For each need provided for, there are requirements for the need. What is the need? What is the customer's need? The requirements are the characteristics of the need that determine whether the customer is happy with the product or service. So, document customer needs. Customer needs a product in 1 week. He wants the delivery as fast as 1 week. That is his requirement. What is the company's requirement? For example, we are selling a product. So, proposal to win ratio should be 65%. That is our need. Customer needs is they want no defective parts in their organization. So, define what is the customer need. So, document customer needs and related requirements of the organization and related requirements of the customer also, plus write down first. Develop a project charter. What is project charter? What is the description of the project? Who will be team members? What is the goal? What is the target? What is the schedule? Write down everything in the project charter. This is a document that names the project, summarizes the project by explaining the business case, and lists the project scope and goals. Develop SIPOC process map. What is SIPOC? SIPOC is the acronym for supplier, input, process, output, and customer. Who is the supplier of the process? What input it gives to the process? Then, what is the process? What is the output of the process? and who is the customer for that process. That analysis is called as SIPOC analysis. So, we have to perform the SIPOC process map. A process is defined as the series of steps and activities that take place: input, add value, and produce an output. SIPOC is a process map that identifies all the following: suppliers, input, process, output, and customer. You should also have a clear understanding of goals and the scope of the project. Then major phase. First of all, define what customer wants. Define what our organization wants. Define what are the customer needs. What are his complaints? What is his frustration? And then measure the existing performance level. Where do we stand now? Measure. For example, customer complaints are 3% of the products are failing. Measure. And existing situation must be known. Measure the problem and process from which it was produced. During measure phase, the overall performance of the core business process is measured. What is the today's performance? What is the X bar? What is the S? What is the R? What is the process capability? What is the performance of the process as on today? Measure it. These are three important parts of measure phase: data collection plan and data collection. A data collection plan is prepared to collect required data. Where do we stand now? What is the diameter distribution? What is the internal diameter distribution? What is the temperature? Collect all that data. This plan includes what type of data need to be collected. First of all, we should know what kind of data to be collected. That we should decide. Data collection plan and the reason to collect data is to identify areas where current processes need to be improved. Improvement means what? Improvement means current data and then improved data. That is the improvement. So, for making improvement, we should know where do we stand now. So, collect the data. First of all, define or decide what kind of data we need, and then we have to improve it. You collect data from three primary sources. Input, what is the input raw material? What is the hardness of the raw material? What is the diameter of the raw material? And then process, what is the process variation? What is the standard deviation of the process? And what is the output? Then data evaluation. At this stage, collected data is evaluated and sigma is calculated. How to calculate the sigma? There is a table for that. 3.4 defects per million opportunities is 6 sigma level. This gives approximate number of defects produced by the process. A 6 sigma defect is defined as anything outside of customer specifications. Customer has specified and we are outside that. That is the defect. Anything which dissatisfies the customer is a defect. Customer gives you a ring and he expects that you should lift the telephone within 3 rings. If we don't, it is a defect. So, anything which dissatisfies the customer is a defect. Understand this very clearly. A 6 sigma opportunity is the total quantity of chances for a defect. I was explaining that a component which has 3 different dimensions, the component can fail 3 different ways. If I produce 1 million components, there are 3 million opportunities to fail in that 1 million components. And in this 3 million components, if I make 9 mistakes, that is 3 mistakes or 3 defects per million opportunities. That is a 6 sigma process. First, we calculate defects per million opportunities. And based on that, a sigma is decided from a predefined table. How to calculate defects per million opportunities? Number of defects. For example, in 1 million components, I have 9 defects. So I say 9 divided by number of units. How many units? 1 million. And number of opportunities? 3. So 3 million into 10 raised to 6. So that is the defects per million opportunities. See, there are totally 50 deliveries. Out of 50 deliveries, 13 are not on time. In case of three deliveries, ordered food is not according to the order. And in case of zero deliveries, food is not fresh. So how many defects are there? 16. And how many opportunities are there? 3 opportunities in 50 deliveries is 150. So 16 upon 150 into 10 raised to 6. These are the DPMO. 1,6,666.7, which is equivalent to 2.7 sigma level as per the tables. Then failure mode and effects analysis, FMEA, where we ask what is the mode of the failure, what is the failure mode, what is the severity of effect, and what are the various causes of that failure mode. This refers to preventing defects before they occur. The FMEA process usually includes rating possible defects or failures in 3 ways. The likelihood that something will go wrong, the ability to detect a defect, that is defect detectability, occurrence probability, detectability, and severity of the effect. If the severity of the effect is high, if the occurrence probability is high and detectability is low, the multiplication of all these things is a part of a, you know, indicator. Analyze phase. Once we define, then we go to, then we measure, and then we analyze. Analyze data and process to determine root causes. Now we have to find out the root causes of the failures. Analyze. Six Sigma aims to define the causes of defects, measure those defects, and analyze them so that they can be reduced. We will consider 5 specific type of analysis: source, process, data, resource, and communication analysis. Source analysis. What is source analysis in analyze phase? This is also called root cause analysis. What is the root cause of customer complaint? What is the root cause of defect? What is the root cause of late delivery? What is the cause of delivery in that the food is not as per specification? What is the root cause? Attempts to find defects that are derived from the sources of information or work generation. Then process analysis. Analyze the numbers to find out how well or how poorly the processes are working compared to what is possible and what the competition is doing. Where is competition? Process analysis includes creating a more detailed process map and analyzing the more detailed map from where the greatest inefficiencies exist. Then data analysis. Data is analyzed to find out the defects, and attempts are made to resolve the problem before we expect to eliminate defects from the product. Resource analysis. We also need to ensure that employees are properly trained in all the departments. If training is made inadequate, you want to identify that is the cause of defects. Sometimes the defect occur because of the lack of training. Other resources include raw materials. Raw materials not as per specification. It is harder than that. It is deficient. It is of bad quality. Then to manufacture, process, and deliver the goods. Then communication analysis. One problem common to most of the processes high in defects is poor communication, because they don't know what to do. There is no communication at all for what everything has to be done. Then improve phase. Then we have to improve. What is improve? Brainstorming, innovation, process improvement, new process design. Improve the process by finding solutions to fix, diminish, and prevent future problems. The objective of improve phase is to identify improvement breakthroughs. Sit down. What we can do? There is a problem. How can we improve the process? Can we reduce the cycle time or improve the cycle time? Can we do more frequently the preventive maintenance? Can we use imported spare parts? Can we use some other process parameters such as speed, feed, and revolutions per minute? Can we do any improvement which will reduce the problem? Identify high gain alternatives, select preferred approach, design the future state, and determine the new sigma level after improvement. What will be the sigma level? Then control phase. Once we improve, then we have to sustain that. And then that is the control phase. Control, implement, control, and sustain the improvement solutions. The last phase of DMAC is control, which is the phase in which we ensure that processes continue to work well. For that, we use control charts. Find out whether what all efforts we have put in, they give the fruit on a sustained basis or not. Otherwise, it is not successful. We have to see that whatever we have achieved is sustained, and that is happening in control phase. DMADV process is where we think of designing a new process, designing a new product, that is DFSS also, design for Six Sigma. Define, measure, analyze, then design a process that will meet customer's need. What I said, today you improve the process, you improve the existing process, but it is not satisfying the customer. Then you design a new process which will satisfy the customer. In Bosch, we had a hardening process which was creating problems, which was creating accidents, which was creating hazards. We tried to improve it, tried to put lot of controls, administrative controls, technical controls, but the problem was not at all getting solved. Then company decided to do away with that process completely, and they brought a completely different process called vacuum hardening, which solved the problems in one go. Like that, it is a design for Six Sigma, DFSS. And then verify whether the design performance and ability to meet customer needs is adequate or not. And verify the design, set up pilot runs, implement the production process, and hand it over to the process owner. And that is what we do in DMADV. Design, verify. Which are the tools we are using for this? The critical to quality tree is used during the design phase of the DMAIC. It is used to brainstorm and validate the needs and requirements of the customer of the process. The process map, during the define phase, the project team creates the first of several process maps. The process map is a picture of the current steps in the process targeted for improvement. Then histogram, we have discussed histogram, we have discussed Pareto chart, we have discussed process summary worksheet. The goal of a Six Sigma project team is to improve effectiveness and efficiency. Efficiency is measured in terms of cost, time, and value. And tool number 6 is cause and effect diagram, which we have discussed. Then scatter diagram we have discussed. The affinity diagram we have discussed. That is the brainstorming. Brainstorming we have discussed. Run chart, control chart, all these we have to make. Six Sigma tools, design for manufacturability, design for Six Sigma, product scorecard. Tools, process characterization, process optimization. Tools, 7 basic tools. We have discussed and tools, common sense and normal knowledge. If your yield is 30.9% and your DPMO is 6,90,000, then your sigma level is only 1 sigma. And our requirement is 6 sigma. And what is your level? 6,90,000 DPMO. That is 30.9% is only the yield. That means okay. 30.9%. Remaining are all defective. It is 1 sigma level. If you improve it to 3,08,000 DPMO, your sigma level is 2. If you improve it to 66,800 DPMO, its sigma level is 3. If you improve it to 6,210, it is 4. It is only 320, then 5. And then if it is 3.4, it is 6 sigma level. DPMO, defects per million opportunities. Calculate that, as I have discussed already. Calculate your DPMO and look at the table. It will tell you what is your process sigma level. Or if your yield is 30.9, 62.9, 93.3, 99.4, 99.98 and 99.999666, this defines your sigma level. Benefits: defined process for problem solving, proven methodology for problem solving, consistency with results, focus on bottom line, top management, significant financial results in 4-8 months, accelerating fast breakthrough performance, ensuring Six Sigma is an extension of the corporate culture, and results first, then culture change. Difficulties: adoption requires cultural change. We are having our old habits. To change the habits is very, very, very difficult. Okay, once they change the habits, it is risky, because they go back to their old habits again. So, to create a culture in all the people, all the employees, is important, difficult, but we have to achieve it. Top management must be patient, because this is not a quick achievement. Slowly it will come. So, top management must be patient. They must be ready to invest into it. Six Sigma is about getting right answer, not just any answer. Criticism. What people criticize, that, okay, there is nothing new. It only proves defects. It is common sense. It is corrective action system. It is merely about appraisal system and so on. But we should not bother about this criticism. Six Sigma companies, these are the Six Sigma companies: Motorola, Sony, GE, Black & Decker. Thank you.